you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 144, verse 3. O Lord, what is man that you care for him, the son of man that you think of him? Psalm 144, verse 3.
O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, May 16th, 2025. Today's topic being, you matter more than you know. I'd also like to mention we are in the final stages of producing an exciting newsletter listing two new full-power radio stations we'll be putting on the air in the coming weeks, and we're so thankful to God on how it's all coming together, but more to say in the coming days, and lots of God-citing stories to share. We only send out a newsletter once or twice a year, so if you've not received a newsletter in the past, maybe you're new to our radio listening family, or you have a friend who you think would like to receive it who lives in central Illinois, or the new station we've not talked much about. In fact, it'll probably be a brand new announcement to many of you. It'll be reaching Keokuk, Iowa, Macomb and Nauvoo, Illinois, Quincy, kind of the northwest of our current listening area. And for our new great Iowa listeners, it'll be the eastern part of the state, all around Keokuk and west of the Mississippi. We're so excited, and this newsletter will contain coverage maps, and we're working on all of our stationery and everything as we add these new frequencies to our family of stations. We're so excited, so appreciate your prayers, and if you've not received a newsletter in the past, or you're new to our radio listening family, call us today. Great News Radio listeners, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And for our great Springfield and all the WLUJ family of stations, dial 217-528-2300. 217-528-2300. And as most of you know, all these 21 stations fall under our Great News Media banner, where we're dedicated to educate, edify, and evangelize in all we do.
Well, you matter more than you know, Jason, but part of this is for maybe that listener unfamiliar with the fact that God cares for them, that they are loved, they have been created in His image. And so what are we going to learn about God's love or why we matter?
Well, what I want the next number of programs that we do to be about is just encouraging us. You know, sometimes we can study the Bible and we can get so wrapped up or get ourselves so into the deep waters of what it means to know God that we forget some of the simple things. Sometimes you hear some of the simple things regarding yourself and your relationship with God, and it feels like it's a new thing because sometimes we're so in... we're in the deep end of the pool that we forget what it's like in the shallow end. And the shallow end is not shallow for shallow sake, but sometimes it's just it's a good place to be where life is simple, where I don't have to tread water and I don't have to attempt to try and figure everything out. I can rest in some very simple truths. You know, I think sometimes those are the things that we learn when we're kids, right? I mean, what are some of the things that we learned about God or we learned about the Bible when we were kids?
He loved us.
He loves us, right? Right. And I mean, how many times do we need to be reminded of that? How many times in our life do we feel unloved, or do we feel like we're looking for love, or am I even loved? How many times do we feel unloved? And yet the God of the universe is near to us and says that He loves us. And then we learn that song, right? Yes, Jesus loves. I think I need that song so bad, right? I need a yes, Jesus loves me. Why? Because me, I like to sing a song to myself that says, no, you're not loved. Nobody likes you. And I need to remember that even in the places where I failed, I've been forgiven. Yes, Jesus loves me. What are some other things we learn about God that are very simple truths when we're young?
He's always there to help you.
He's always there. Right, He's always there. He told us in Matthew 28 in verse 20, surely I will be with you till the end of the age. God is always with us, which is so interesting because sometimes we act like he isn't with us, don't we? We act like he's somewhere else or far away. Sometimes we find ourselves saying, God, where are you? And he's like, taps you on the shoulder and he goes, I'm right here. I'm right here. It was interesting. My wife the other day, she called me up because something had happened and she said, I've just been asking God for a sign because I've just been struggling. And she said, I just need a sign. And God gave her a sign like right away. And she said, I was shocked because I got this sign like that God is there, right there. And she said it was a very simple sign. And she goes, it was just a reminder that he's always with me. Because sometimes we can feel like he's not. How about this one? It's a kid's song that we always sing in our house. Trust and obey. Yeah. I mean, how many of us need to realize that if we would just trust God and obey the way that he called us to live and to be, that life would be different? I mean, how many times has life been difficult or hard, and it's really difficult and hard because we didn't trust and we didn't obey?
I was going to say, I love his creative capacity, his handiwork that we can see displayed through nature, through life experiences, through what he's created. That's one of my favorite aspects, that he's that creative, the color schemes.
Yeah, I mean, just think, if you need something to be thankful for, just open your eyes. Because everything around us is a gift that God has given us in some way, shape, or form. Things that are by his grace he's given to us for our joy. Things where places where he's holding back evil or he's holding back pain and suffering and things like that. Sometimes those things are used to open our eyes. And so I think what people need to hear is that you matter. You matter to God. I mean, I think inside all of us, we have a deep desire to feel worthwhile. We want to feel like we have worth. We all want to feel significant. We all want to feel that we matter. We all want to feel like if we died, somebody would actually miss us, that people would actually show up to celebrate the life that we lived, that we're not just taking up space and that our life actually has meaning and significance and purpose. In fact, I think we spend a lot of our time motivated by doing things that we hope will answer the question, do I matter? If I can just get my name on the door, maybe I'll matter. If I can just get this degree, maybe I'll matter. If I can just do this, maybe I will matter. But here's the truth, I think. No matter how much money we make in life, no matter how much success we achieve, no matter how much pleasure we experience, no matter how many relationships we have, no matter how many friends we have on social media, no matter how popular or famous we are, even if we do get our name on that placard on the door, or we get those letters after our name, PhD, MD, who knows what, none of that really answers the question, does my life matter, does it? You know, what's the old saying? You can't take any of that with you. And so for thousands of years, I think people like us and unlike us have spent lots of time thinking about, arguing over, writing about the worth of our lives. Does our life really matter? So I think it's a question that's been asked a million times over a thousand years. And the problem is that when we ask the question, does my life matter, we begin with me. We begin with us. Because the question motivates us to then try and make our life matter. Instead of beginning with the fact that our life does matter. Why does our life matter? Because the God of the universe created us. He tells us that we have intrinsic worth and value. Mark began the program by reading Psalm 144 and 3, which says, O Lord, what are humans? What are we that you should care about us? What are mere mortals that you should think about them? Think about this verse. This verse says that God creates us, he cares about us, and he thinks about us. How many times have you gotten a card or flowers or something from somebody, and it was so encouraging to know that they had thought about you? Did you ever hold up your Bible and go, look at all of this. God thinks about me. I mean, the Bible is this collection of letters over thousands and thousands of years of God writing to his people and saying, I care about you. I care about you when you struggle and when you fail. I care about you when you get up and you lie down. I care about you when you're at your highest and when you're at lowest. I care about you. I care about you so much that I left a blank page in the book before I sent my son Jesus to make sure you would come back to me, that you would have a way back to me, that you would not be separated from me.
You know, Jason, I think it's so important that everyone tuned in listening. Now, those that follow Jesus probably have that concept that God created them, but there's not a human that exists on this planet that just because of circumstance showed up. God is the author of life, and it's so important for all of us to know that if you exist, and if you're listening, you exist, God desired to have you a part of his creation. I mean, nobody just showed up. And it's kind of amazing. If you can put that into your brain and just think about it, you know what I mean? I'm here? Yeah, somebody brought you here. God breathed life into you. Yes, he used a man and a woman and circumstance to bring sure. that about, but you didn't just happen. God, he foreordained it. You're here because he wanted you here. And the most important aspect of life now is getting to know him because he created you for purpose.
I would say this. Even if you don't believe in God, God believes in you. Mm. and some people could argue that and say, well, that just sounds... No, no. God does believe you have potential beyond the potential that you even understand about your life. And that when we understand that God cares about us, that he thinks about us, that he knows us, I think that's when we begin to live life to the fullest. When we begin to choose his way by declaring that his son is Lord, God, Savior, and King. But I don't want to get ahead of it.
Isn't that the one verse, too, that he sings over us? There's
so many verses about God towards us that if you would open up your... When people are despondent and they say, does God even like me? I'm like, have you read the Bible? Have you read the Bible? See, that's the problem is some people go, where is God? Does he think about me? Does he know me? Do I even matter? And I'm like, he gave you a book. I haven't read it in a while. I know, that's why you feel the way you feel. It's because you haven't read it in a while. God doesn't commend to you to read his word every day because he wants begrudging submission. He wants to release you to a fullness of joy in knowing who he is. And by that, knowing who you are. I mean, I'll say it like this. If my wife and I never say I love you in our marriage, at some point we're going to wonder if we love you. I'm going to start to walk around and go, does she even love me? Maybe she hasn't said that in a long time. And so a healthy regimen of saying I love you reminds us that we're loved in our relationship. Just like a healthy regimen of reading God's word reminds us of all that God wants, desires, has done, and will do for us. How many of us know people who go, I wonder what's going to happen in the future. I'm so worried about the future. Anybody know anybody like that?
Oh, we do.
Yeah. Guess what? I know what's going to happen in the future because I've read the book. God didn't withhold the future. He's not like, I don't know. We'll keep him in suspense. God goes, I'll tell him. I'll tell him exactly how it ends. I win. Why? Yes. Because I'm God.
Well, and as we look through Revelation, it's going to get a lot worse, as bad as it is now. And
yeah. And he doesn't withhold any of that. He tells us it's going to get bad. It's going to get harder. By the way, Elmer's in the room here. We could give a little plug for that Revelation Bible Study Fellowship next year, right?
That's
and Gail,
right.
too. If you're a guy or a woman, next year you can learn all about the book of Revelation at Bible Study Fellowship.
We're going to study it.
We're going to study it, you bet. But let's get back to this. With all these questions about does my life matter, you have to begin with God. This is why the psalmist begins by asking God. It is God because it's God who directs the lives of his people. Everyone's life is in his power. That's what Job 12:10 says. That God directs everyone's life, the believer and the unbeliever. That all of it is within his power. Why? Because he's sovereign over all things. And as the people of God, we believe in a deep and profound way that only in God can we discover who we are, our worth, our purpose, our significance, our hope, and our future. Nothing else is going to satisfy us. Nothing else lasts. Any other way other than God is just the stuff of future garage sales. We're going to find out at some point that it's just worthless. We'll put a 5-cent price tag on it and sell it off. How many things have we gotten in our lives that we thought would fulfill us, and later on we're selling it on eBay at a garage sale? Or giving it away.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And listen, I think that your life matters because it matters to God. And he is deeply involved and invested in your life. Even before the universe was created, you were present in the mind of God and your life mattered even then. Can you think about that? That in eternity past, God was already thinking about you. Already thinking about the time when Elmer and Gail would enter, when Alaric would enter into the world. God was thinking about you. And what's fascinating to me is that your life will matter even after you're gone. Why? Because your life is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That you'll be present around the throne, part of that eternal choir that's singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Because you were made by God for God. And until you understand that, you're going to struggle to make sense about your life. You'll always find yourself asking that question over and over again. Does my life matter? Am I loved? What does my life mean? And this is the question that everybody's asking and answering in all different kinds of ways. And all the things we seek to answer that question can't answer it unless we go to God. I love how Colossians says this, and I'm going to read it from the Message. I know some people don't like the Message. I like it. But we just have to understand it's not an interpretation. It's a paraphrase. It's a very easy way to help us sometimes understand intricate passages in the Bible. It says this in Colossians 1, 16 through 18. "For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible," that's everything, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Sometimes people, we need a little clarification. "Everything above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in Him. And everything finds its purpose in Him. He was there before any of it came into existence, and He holds it all together right up until this moment and beyond. And when it comes to the church, He organizes it and holds it together like the head does a body. From the beginning to the end, everything of God finds its proper place in Him." If you want to know what your proper place is, it's in Him. If you want to know how you're going to get through this piece of your life where everything feels like it's coming apart, it's in the One who holds all of it together. The Bible says here in this passage, everything got started in Him and everything finds its purpose in Him. And so therefore, the only way to know your purpose is to go to your Creator. The only way to know your purpose is to go to God. Proverbs 9:10 says, "Knowing God results in every kind of understanding." Every kind of understanding. How many of us have tried to understand everything somewhere else?
Yes.
Isn't that what Google's for?
you know, they did a poll, and the poll said that people are five times more likely to go to Google before they would ever open their Bible. Mm-hmm. And this was card-carrying, Bible-believing Christians. I can find the answer in Google instead of finding the answer from God. Mm-hmm. I think that might be a problem, right? Because I don't think Google is looking for the righteous way. I think Google is just looking for whatever way Google thinks is popular at the moment. Your life finds its truest meaning. The answers in your life find their truest meaning in God. Which means it's not about you first, it's about God. Because it's God who defines your life and gives it purpose and holds all things together. So let's begin life with God. So I think it's important to know this, that the Bible tells us that God made us.
Amen.
That we didn't just come from nothing. See, the reason a lot of people feel like they're nothing is because they believe they came from nothing. Mm-hmm. What you believe about how things begin is it shapes your future. It shapes your future. It reminds me of the shoe salesman. There were two shoe salesmen who were sent over to Africa to see if they could open up a distribution arm of this shoe company. And the one guy wrote back and he says, "No one wears shoes here. No chance of good business." The second guy wrote back and he says, "No one wears shoes here. We got a shot at growing something amazing." It's how you look at things.
Right.
And Psalm 139, 13 and 14 says this, "You, the you being God, formed my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." Thank you. The psalmist thanks God. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. How many husbands and wives have been frustrated by the complexity of their spouse where they need to actually give God thanks for that? Mm-hmm. That sometimes when I can't understand my wife, it's because she's wonderfully complex. And God made her that way. Why? I think that this is why. Because in the old days, when the prospectors used to go out and look for gold, when they couldn't find any more gold, they just left that area. My wife is so wonderfully complex, I could mine that thing forever and never leave. Because I'm always learning something new. Mm-hmm. Even after so many, I've been married 20-something years. Zules, you've been married how long? 58. How long?
42.
Alaric, don't answer this question. Mark Burns, how long?
10.
And listen, still new things to find every day, right?
Amen, yes. Yeah.
Psalm 139 in the Message. I love this because we got to read the Message and then we're going to end the program. It says, oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You made me. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing and into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. All the days of my life are prepared before I even lived one of them. That God created you and he knows you. You didn't just evolve magically. God made you. His fingerprints are all over you. We need to be reminded of that. I love in Isaiah 43:1, it says this. Thus says the Lord God who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I have called you by name, and you are mine. And then he says something that just, it makes my, I can barely read it without getting some little tears in my eyes. Because you are precious in my eyes, honored, and I love you. Feeling unloved, friend? You need to read your Bible. Wanting to know if you have worth or significance, you need to read your Bible. Wanting to know if you came from nothing or you came for something, you need to read your Bible. Not because it's a book that you're commanded to read, but because it's a letter from your Creator to tell you that you're worth more than you even know.
You know, one of the major takeaways, Jason, that I wrote down that you shared and you emphasized over and over again, begin with God. So many of us begin with ourselves or begin with our circumstances or begin with what somebody says or what we searched on Google. But when we begin with God and begin with his word and ask him to lead us, to guide us, to reveal himself to us, that's the best place to start.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, listening friends, I hope you're going to be in a good Bible-believing church this Sunday. Be praying for your pastor and be seeking what God's going to say to you through them as they prepared all week. They will preach a message that they feel God has led them to discuss or share or divide for you. Be attentive. Be rested on Saturday night so you can be alert and awake and ready to receive what God wants to say to you. But even better, even today, as you open up the Bible, God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, ask him to reveal. And if you don't know where to start in John, or start in Psalms, or start in Genesis. But read the pages of the Scriptures, anticipating that God's going to reveal truth to you, and he's going to reveal himself through the Lord Jesus Christ, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we recommend daily being in God's Word. He loves you, he cares for you, and he proved it by sending Jesus, and he proves it through the many ways that he's worked through the Scriptures these centuries. So I hope you'll take to heart that God does in fact love you, and you'll embrace that today. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and a room of friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.